We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, talking with Judy Davis, Crisis Center Executive Director here in Manhattan. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, it's great to get to catch up with you and talk about a very important community organization here. I want to talk, starting off the interview here with last Monday was Grow Green Match Day, and I know you were one of the beneficiaries.
Indeed it was.
How successful was that for you?
It was wonderful for us. I think the third year running, there were enough gifts to our endowed fund to earn us the maximum match of $10,000 from Phil Howe. And that, you know, it in every respect is a godsend. It's good to see our endowed fund grow. Although we can't touch that fund, we can benefit from the earnings on that fund. And the match dollars are precious. I can't overstate their importance. We depend a lot on local donations. And frankly, we run in the red throughout most of the year because most donations come in the last quarter. So to get those matching funds at this point in the year is really a blessing to us, and we're very, very grateful and honored to be in that group that achieved the maximum match.
Yeah, I see that. You're fourth on the leaderboard. And everyone likes to look at the leaderboard to see who the top earners were, but that's pretty darn good, $27,668.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. We opened that endowed fund many, many years ago. The board committed $10,000 to the endowed fund, and candidly, it pretty much lay there. We thought we were going to attract, you know, an eccentric millionaire who had no family or friends and get $1 million, and that didn't happen. But it's been a joy to watch that grow, and so the earnings at some point will become quite substantial. And in the meantime, we will very shortly get a check from the foundation for the $10,000, which we can use immediately and which we need immediately.
Yeah, well, yeah, and you have so many services here,
and we do.
Let's talk a little bit about some of those here.
I appreciate the opportunity to do that. I want to begin and end today with highlighting our 24-hour crisis hotline number. That is 539-2785 in Manhattan. Outside Manhattan, it's 1-800-727-2785. That phone is answered every hour of every day. And like all of our services, crisis hotlines and crisis intervention are free, and they are confidential. And I want to sort of emphasize that for folks who might think that if they pick up the phone and call our hotline, all of a sudden somebody's going to swoop in and tell them what to do. And that isn't what we're about. We are there to listen and to provide support. And we can give folks information about available options and then follow their lead. They decide whether they want to meet in person. They decide whether they want supportive counseling. They decide whether they want to take part in the support group or have their kids work with our parent-child advocate. And always every year there are lots of folks who can't be safe in their own beds, and we have a safe shelter for them. But it's really important, I think, to emphasize the fact that we don't make those decisions for anyone. It's not uncommon for somebody to make multiple successive crisis hotline calls without even giving us a name. But we kind of figure out it's the same person testing us to see if we're trustworthy. And that's just fine. So I might give you some sense of the magnitude of that in our community. Last year, our advocates answered more than 2,500 calls from sexual assault and domestic violence victims to those lines, and another 1,500 or 1,600 calls from people who were experiencing some other kind of crisis, mental health or homelessness. In our safe shelter, we average 34 people per month. Provided more than 6,700 nights of safe shelter, and hundreds of hours of safe shelter, several hundred protection orders a year. So there's a whole range of services, and whether people take part in those and exactly which ones is really up to them.
Do you you said 34 people per month in the
yes.
shelter? Is that primarily single women, or is it women with
no,
children?
No, it's a mix. We do shelter not uncommonly, we shelter women who don't have children in tow, but we also shelter lots and lots and lots of families. And last year was sometimes very, especially hectic, in that at one point in the summer, we had in the house at one time 17 kids, including three teenagers. So it was a very, very busy place. That's a lot of milk and a lot of ice cream.
Yeah. It's tricky here. And, you know, you'd mentioned people will reach out to you here by phone here, but some people are in situations maybe where their phone may be being watched here.
Yes, yes. And that's something that we're very cognizant of. There is, you know, the fact is that perpetrators of intimate partner violence and sexual violence are bullies. And they want to control their victims, and technology is another tool. And so we help people be mindful of that, and it's not at all uncommon for us to work with someone who is somehow being tracked, and we'll go out to RCPD and have the vehicle checked, have the phone checked, because it does happen. Again, because perpetrators are, you know, to resort to kids' language, control freaks. And they intend to know everything that victim is doing at every hour.
All right. So if somebody is in a situation like that and they maybe they're hearing this and, they, hey, this is happening to them, what is the first step they should do?
Give us a call, 539-2785, any hour of any day, and we will take it from there. If they live in – we serve the five-county regional community, actually. In addition to Riley County, we serve Clay, Gary, Marshall, and Pottawatomie counties. And if someone happens to be listening who lives in another county, call us anyway, and we can help connect them to the services nearest to them.
All right. So you're pretty willing to help just about anybody here.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Well, it's great that you got all those donations here to help, because this is important services. As you mentioned, having that many kids, all the
yeah.
food and stuff, that people can donate anytime, though, to
anytime. This. And we encourage them to do that. They can give us a call or mail gifts to Post Office Box 1526 in Manhattan. I might also take the opportunity to plug some more happy news. I heard from a sergeant at Riley County Police Department on Friday that Crisis Center will benefit from the annual charity softball game that the officers of RCPD and the firefighters at Manhattan Fire Department are doing. And that's going to be on Saturday, May 25th at 10 o'clock at Annenberg. And I think you'll probably hear more from fire department and from RCPD about that, but that was very sweet news. Whether it yields a great deal of money or not, it's lovely to have the working partnerships recognized. And of course, our relationship with RCPD is a 24-hour one, and is very, very important.
You know, it's unfortunate we hear about intimate partner violence a lot nowadays in the news, and we heard it last week with the Chiefs player Tyreek
Hill. Yes.
We hear, you know,
yeah.
And we live in a college community, which I know sometimes it
yep.
can be a little more prevalent in a college community
yeah.
too.
Yeah, and sexual violence among college age people in general, but on campuses is a big problem. And I might also mention this is April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. You know, for us, every day is Sexual Assault Awareness Day and Domestic Violence Awareness Day. But I do encourage people to do some research and do what they can to change the culture in which sexual violence and intimate partner violence are so prevalent. I was visiting with a group last week, and I pulled some data off of there's a website that your listeners might. Find helpful. Kansas Bureau of Investigation publishes annual statistical reports on domestic violence and rape in Kansas. And it's a very detailed report on reports to law enforcement agencies throughout the state. And one of the things I always look for, the most recent data posted right now is from 2017. Understandably, they always run a bit behind. But It is something I check immediately when it's published, and one of the alarming things out of the report most recently published for, again, the data from 2017, is that in Kansas in 2017, there were 176 homicides, and 22 of those were intimate partner homicides. That's 12.5% of the entire state homicide total. And I actually have prepared a little table, and I use that particularly in classrooms to help people understand that, you know, ultimately that's why we're here, is to prevent that. And it requires all of us to prevent that.
Yeah, well, that's frightening. Statistics there. Yeah. Well, Judy, always a pleasure to have you on here.
My pleasure.
Thanks for coming out and telling us a little bit more about the Crisis Center.
Thank you so much.
We'll continue in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.